All right. Mike Lee is here because it's Monday morning. Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Paul. How are those colors right now? I'm headed up there next weekend.
You're going to be here in perfect time. They're starting. And I'm told by the experts there's maybe another 3 weeks, but it has begun. Funny, when I drove up last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, to start us off on this trip of the fall color tour and everything else, there wasn't that much color as I drove up to Mackinac Island and got the Shepler's Ferry. But then when we went from there to treetops, and then from treetops to here, the color's getting more intense. It's happening.
It always seems like it goes from, you know, 0 to 60 just one night, overnight, and it's in full blaze the next morning.
Well, it's kind of funny that way, isn't it? But there's still time to enjoy it. You're going to have a great time, and anybody who makes their way up or gets information from TraverseCity.com. Meanwhile, I said it on the air, but I said, I'm not going to speak for any of the GM employees because I hadn't talked to any when you guys announced that GM was saying, let's get back to the office. And my suggestion was at that time, I haven't talked to anyone, but I'm not sure that's going to go over big. And it didn't go over big, did it?
It went over kind of like a lead balloon by all appearances. GM announced that back to the office policy kind of suddenly on Friday. We were surprised by it, and apparently so were GM's employees. They had something of a backlash by Monday. GM executives were rolling it back, saying it's not going to happen until after the first of the year. It won't be that regimented. We have to be flexible in order to, you know, to prepare ourselves for the new electric world of automobiles. So obviously the Rensen will be filling up a little more slowly than we expected last week. It was initially seen as kind of a stake in the ground on getting people back to work. And now it's a note of caution for employers, I think, that this has to be handled kind of gingerly. The employers are worried about losing talent and that kind of thing. So it's a little bit of a bad news for downtown Detroit businesses that are hoping for more foot traffic. We also reported another little less known thing that happened that we noticed last week. Meridian Health, the big health insurer, biggest Medicaid health insurer in Michigan, occupies large space in one campus, Martius, and some other space downtown. Very large employer downtown. They are now shopping around their office space for sublease, sign that they're not really planning to occupy those offices again.
Yeah, Kirk Pinho doing a nice job finding stories like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Meridian was bought a few years ago from the Cotton family by a company called WellCare, and then WellCare was bought by an even bigger company called Centene. And Centene said a little while ago they were planning on abandoning 65% of their office space and going largely remote with those jobs. So that's one step forward, two steps back for downtown that are hoping for those office workers to return.
Yeah, those businesses down there need people to be returning. It's kind of there's a lot going on in that. Apparently demolition week in Detroit?
Yeah, last week we saw two pretty major demolitions of abandoned properties get started last week. The first one got a fair amount of attention. The Packard plant, Mike Duggan came out, presided over the wrecking balls starting at the Packard plant to bring down some of that blighted property. Interesting nugget, Mr. Duggan vowed in his speech that the plant's owner, Fernando Palazuelo, will pay for the demolition. The city has a legal strategy to chase him down for that money. You know, good luck based on the track record of getting Mr. Palazuelo to do things. We'll see what happens. But another
was
another
set
demolition
up by pick. Central Casting, but not yeah. not in real life, apparently, being that businessman everyone thought he was.
Yeah. And I think finding him might be the biggest trick, but, you know, who knows? Getting a little less attention, but also starting last week was a demolition of the United Artists Theater downtown, a historic theater that's been empty for decades, being taken down part of a project to restore the United Artists building next door into apartments. group of Detroit developers is working on that project. The space the theater used to occupy will become parking for those apartments. Historic preservationists haven't always been happy with this demolition. The developers say there wasn't much left in the interior of the theater. From its heyday, it wasn't really feasible to restore it for any current use, and so that one is coming down too. And you can see pictures of all those demolitions on cranesdetroit.com.
Right, and a quick note on inflation and shipping, and maybe good news.
Absolutely, it's a little bit of good news for manufacturers of all kind of products that ship things in from overseas on giant container ships. Last year, the prices for shipping on those ships hit just an astonishing all-time high. That has been steadily falling. It's now down 70% from a year ago. So they're saving some money on getting goods in from overseas. Not everything is rosy. The rates for shipping things within the United States have risen on UPS, FedEx, other shippers. And some customers are charging manufacturers a extra fee for high fuel costs, just kind of unilaterally imposing it, saying we're paying more for the last mile shipping of all your stuff. We're going to deduct this from what we're paying you for your goods. So now they're worried about a recession that might help untangle some of these problems at a price to everyone.
There's a price to be paid with that recession.
But there was a price to be paid for an overheated economy as well. So it's
absolutely
no one can manage every aspect of an economy. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I do appreciate the shipping prices, container prices dropping 70%. That's a real drop. Not like, for example, the drops we've been celebrating with gas. Gas is down 2 cents.
2 cents, yep.
70%. That's a real drop.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that saves them real money, 100%.
Mike Lee, Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor. Check out what they've got going, because they're always on top of what's happening in and around Detroit, the entire state of Michigan, and these United States. Cranes Detroit Business, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show from the Traverse City Tourism Office on WJR at 629.